best way to protect yourself is just don't take scandalous selfies. Don't take nude photos of yourself.
This is Kashmir Hill. She's written about tech and privacy for Forbes since 2010. This week, stolen naked pictures of a large group of celebrities circulated on the internet. But Kashmir's already lived through some version of this story a bunch of times. In 2013, it was Demi Lovato. In 2012, it was Olivia Munn and Prince Harry. In 2011, it was Anthony Weiner and Scarlett Johansson. And this extends back at least to Paris Hilton a decade ago. But this latest leak made her realize that her impulse to blame the person in the photo was wrong. Before, it seemed simple. If you don't want naked pictures of yourself on the internet, don't take naked pictures of yourself.
There are many articles where I've said that. This is the hard thing about being a writer, that your positions are captured. But I just don't think it's good advice to give anymore.
According to the Pew Internet Research Project, 9% of people have sent nude photos and 20% have received them. That's up from 6% and 15% respectively in 2012. And I'm sure that that number is much higher than people are self-reporting.
I think it's just part of relationships now, along with kissing and making out and circling the bases. I think we, send dirty photos to each other. It's just kind of part of digital courtship.
Kashmir says the same thing probably happened when Polaroids were invented. Technology gave people the ability to do this thing, so they did more of it. Plus, every time a celebrity's photos get sent around, it's actually an advertisement for sexting. Stories about celebrities who sext normalize the idea for a larger audience. I mean, how weird can taking pictures of yourself naked be if every actor under the sun's doing it?
So rather than telling people not to do this, knowing that they're not going to take that advice, kind of like preaching sex abstinence, I'd rather give people advice on how to protect themselves when they are kind of conducting their relationships this way.
Is there an equivalent of a condom for sending erotic photographs?
So much like sex itself, there's no surefire way to protect yourself against STDs, pregnancy, or heartbreak. Condoms break and birth control sometimes fails. And so I can't say that there's definitely a way to send a selfie and ensure that it never gets out in a way that harms you. But it's part of the reason Snapchat was so popular from the very beginning. And it's something that they kind of promoted in the use of the app was for sexting, because you're sending this photo to somebody, they get to look at it for 1 second to 10 seconds and it disappears. And then another thing you can do is encrypt files so that when they're in the cloud, somebody who got access to them wouldn't be able to look at them unless they have an additional password.
But even Snapchat, I would say it has a failure rate much greater than condoms.
I think Snapchat is actually not the best app to use, and there are other apps that have been created for safer sexting, including Glimpse, Wickr, Silent Circle. These are apps that have better security built in. But yeah, that's the problem too. When you create these images, you're sharing them with somebody, and you have to hope that their security practices are good as well, or that your relationship doesn't go sour and they don't decide to post the images. So there are a lot of things that have to change. One of them is this kind of societal attitude towards what you can do with those photos.
We were talking about sort of like technical prophylaxis, trying to figure out ways to technically keep yourself safe. But I mean, judging by your last answer, I'm wondering if it's a mistake to even focus on tech. I mean, is it really just about adopting a set of social mores that keep people from doing this because it's just reprehensible?
I think that should be part of it, that when these images are shared, that we treat them respectfully. I don't think we can limit it to social mores, but I do think the technical part has to be part of this. I think people have to practice better technological security, and then I think companies need to protect us. So one interesting suggestion I saw come from this whole debacle is, Google and Apple have private browsing windows.
Right.
So that you can look up certain things without it being captured in your browser history or leaving cookies on your computer. It would be wonderful if they had something similar for photos. So as they push us to back up more and more of our photos in the cloud, which is great because I don't want to lose photos from my recent trip to Hawaii, they should have an option to say, right now I want to take a private photo. This is a photo that I'm only sending to, a significant other, and I don't want this one backed up.
Well, one of the ways that this safe sex analogy begins to break down is with sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy, potentially what will limit your risk. Whereas in the case of computing, There are forces constantly at work trying to procure this information, either from you or from celebrities or from whomever. There are people constantly trying to figure out vulnerabilities to these services. And I'm wondering if this is something that we should think about legally.
So I actually profiled this DOJ and FBI unit in LA who focus on these cases that involve nude photos that are hacked or stolen and distributed. And this one FBI agent, I thought this was pretty profound, was that part of the problem is that we see these cases as a violation of privacy. But what he's thinking about when he's pursuing them is that taking someone's nude image they meant to share with one person and then stealing that is a kind of digital sexual assault. But if we thought about it like that, it might change the way that we create laws around this. And honestly, I think that there's been a societal change. 3 years ago, when this happened to Scarlett Johansson and other celebrities, there were far more people who posted links to the photos. This time, I haven't been seeing that. And when I do see people talking about this, they're talking about it less as this is a nude photo scandal and more as this is a crime against these women. And I'm really happy to see that shift in coverage.
Kashmir Hill writes the Not-So-Private Parts blog for Forbes. TLDR is produced and hosted by PJ Vogt and me, Alex Goldman. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers. Our engineer is Jen Munson. Our intern is Ethan Cheel. Our theme song is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. If you like the show, please subscribe on iTunes. I can't emphasize that enough. If you'd like more TLDR, we're at tldr.onthemedia.org. We tweet at TLDR, and we are TLDR.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.